Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a great day so far. Before you start today's episode, I just want to give you a small reminder to hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you're listening to today's podcast. And also, if you have the time, if you could feel free to leave us a review, that would help us out tremendously. There are some weird podcast algorithms that are out there. Too scientific for me to comprehend or explain, but it would help us out tremendously if you did that. Thanks for listening to the Northern Nerd Podcast. So believe it or not, it's been over a year since James, Ian, and I have gotten together for an After Hours episode down at the Whistlepunk, and it felt very therapeutic to get back together and just talk about life, you know, not that we haven't seen or talked to each other in over a year, but this is the first time we were able to get together and hit record and just share some life updates and just talk about different things that were on our mind. So today's episode is called Get Off My Algorithm. And what we talk a lot about is just how social media has changed us over the years and things like that, and some things that we've noticed, some trends along the way as well. And then we've also just talk about life in the Northwoods as usual and share our recommendations and what you're watching. So with that being said, enjoy today's episode of After Hours. It's best enjoyed with probably a brew in your hand or just sitting around the campfire later in the evening. Regardless of where it is that you're listening to today's episode, I hope you enjoy it and take care. Well, gentlemen, are you hyped to be back? Cue the hype machine!
After Dark is back.
There's a giant dent in this microphone.
It's been through some stuff, James.
But it's probably because of me, so I'm not complaining.
It's seen things.
Even though it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. What were we talking about? When was the last time we did an After Hours?
July 12th of last year with Mary Mack. We had her on the show.
Lord, that was the end. End of all good things.
Yeah.
That was pre-dad for you, Dalton.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now Mia will be 14 months old.
She's graduating from high school next year.
Yeah, it's crazy. Time has just gotten away from us.
Yeah, I just got out of prison, so
yeah,
that's probably why.
Congrats.
Yeah.
James did a dime.
Yeah. That's why we were holding off.
No, we all just got busy.
Yeah, we did.
Things happen. I didn't go to prison. Yeah.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We're back here recording at the Whistlepunk. Appreciate Ian opening up the doors to let us record here. And
it feels good.
Yeah. Feels good to get everybody back together. How's everybody doing?
It's good. I think we just did a whole podcast just before this.
We were trying not to.
We were like, shut up. Quit talking.
We were trying not to
talk. This would be good for the show.
We caught up.
It's rare that we all get together nowadays.
That's true.
You know, we'd like to get together, but life goes on. You know, everyone's busy.
Mm-hmm.
So we try not to talk about anything, and then you just ask a general-ass question like, how are you?
Well, do you want me to ask?
No, I'm good.
I am fine.
Who are you guys voting for in this November election?
Let's dig in.
I actually like the last question. I would say, I'm doing great, Dalton. How you been?
Not too bad.
I heard you were at a Packer game yesterday.
I was. It was a little soggy, but, you know, it was kind of one of those like games where you just embrace the grit.
But you were with the boys.
I was. Right?
Yeah, you were like,
and it was a stomp.
I mean, I wasn't on one. I mean, I had a few Busch Lights before we went in, but I wasn't like lost in the sauce by any means.
No, but did you have to come back the same day?
I did. So that was, I mean,
so it wasn't a full like tailgate.
I mean, I had three brats before we went in.
Three brats.
Yeah, you gotta have brat to beer ratio is key.
Well, because the game is so long,
any more than three brats in a tailgate, that's weird, right?
I was gonna say that could go sour.
You're pushing the limits.
Yeah, I try
to get tired.
I'm not trying to like Thanksgiving it where I just pass out in the seat.
I was like fourth quarter, you're just napping, like you're just
a brat per quarter.
I tried to do like a one beer, one brat, and kind of just follow that. Well, because we started tailgating around 9 o'clock, and then the game didn't start till noon.
Yep,
and the game doesn't get over till like, I don't know, somewhere around 3 o'clock.
Right.
And food prices at the stadium are just insane. So That's why you tailgate.
Get the logic.
Yeah.
That's like a
financial move.
A little known fact. If you get pulled over in the state of Wisconsin, they ask you, have you been drinking? And you might say yes. And they go, but have you been also eating brats? And they'd say, well, yeah, if you've been having brat to beer ratio, then you're good.
Yeah, you're like, yeah.
Because that cancels. The brat absorbs.
Yes, sir. I've had 5 beers, but I've had 3 brats. And they go, oh, 2 beers?
Right. Yeah, because those
Wisconsin,
cancel.
Wisconsin
that's
math.
That's Wisconsin we're not beer
even,
math.
We don't even need you to get out of the car and do all the nonsense.
No.
He's had enough brats.
Also, if you've had 5 brats, you probably can't even, like, you're just going
right,
to... You should not get behind the wheel.
They'd be more concerned about you if you'd had too many brats.
Yeah. I think 5 brats versus 5 beers, driving-wise, pretty close.
Right?
What's pretty close to the same effect.
Yeah. But is it brat alcohol? Not brat.
Your brat alcohol.
That's what BAC your stands for.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just created a new system. You're welcome.
That's actually why you have to drink beer to balance out the brats.
Yes.
Because you have that much brat, you're just...
No one can eat 5 brats and over-drink beer because mm-hmm. you're just too full.
That'd be the real contest. They just did the Joey Chestnut Kobayashi throwdown, which was disgusting, by the way. I don't know if you watched it. Don't. Just don't.
Don't go back.
We did it, and it was hard to... It was like watching some of the episodes of Breaking Bad. You can't unsee it. But they should like make them throw down and see how many brats, how many Usinger sausages they could
Bob
have.
Bob Uecker there.
Bob Uecker would call it.
Yes.
But they'd have to have the brat bun too, you know, the proper wheat bun with the sesame seeds on it and everything. I'm thinking you're cutting numbers by like 2/3.
Oh, yeah.
For the amount of brats you're having.
It'd be a true challenge.
Yeah, how is Wisconsin not like calling them and be like, do the brat, like, because was it, what do they do, like 60 hot dogs?
Yeah.
Is that
I think, record, this, I think they did something? 10 minutes and Joey Chestnut whooped him with like 82?
In 10 minutes.
I mean,
wasn't it all
truly
like,
disgusting?
Like vegan hot dogs or something? Like that was the whole reason why he didn't do it with, what's the hot dog company?
Nathan's?
Yeah, Nathan's.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the whole dispute. Oh. And that's why they didn't let him compete in the 4th of July one to hold his title. And so then he was like, well, I'll just do this with Kobayashi on Netflix, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's kind of what started that whole duel thing.
So if they got...
I didn't know the background.
80 hot dogs is like, what do you think, 33 brats? 20...
I mean,
what's our conversion
dog,
rate here?
Yeah, yeah. What's the...
I think it's...
It's
wow.
like a currency
we are really
exchange,
getting into
brat
it.
To hot dog.
It's not 2 yes. to 1, but it's no. almost 2 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's...
It's very close.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's probably like 1... It's probably like a kilometer.
1.75.
It's probably like a kilometer
to
a mile. 0.6, 0.62, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the metric conversion.
For those of you, yeah, that are fans of like numbers and data, get
yeah.
back to us.
Get back to us with that. Grams-wise... Because a brat's probably, like, if you just broke it down in hot dog to grant, you could probably figure it out pretty
easily.
Right.
I feel like brats are a quarter
that.
Pound.
We're not going to do that right now, no.
Yeah.
We'll have a fact checker. We've got, we're still working on getting a fact checker on retainer who
it's
we can just shout. We can just shout stuff at and wow. be like, fact check it.
I feel like, I mean, we're just here every once in a while. Dalton could hire one.
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah that's,
he's
true.
He's,
that's true.
He's interviewing
it
the stars.
It could be a fact checker nanny.
Yes.
Dual purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Put him on the payroll, Dalton.
Yep.
Yep.
We got a chair open over here.
We do.
It's true. I know. But yes, wow, circling back to how we doing. I mean, I think officially part of the reason we can do this is that summer is over.
Mm-hmm.
Officially in its full capacity, especially for us here at the Punk Cranberry Fest, which was just over a week ago. That's sort of the end of summer. I mean, it's already end of summer by that point, but in terms of busyness and what we have going on, that's the last big push, and then things kind of mellow out, and we get into the full-on fall time, which is just fall is happening in a big way here right now.
Yeah, it's crazy just to see all the colors and everything like that. But you guys actually had really nice weather for Cranberry Fest this year.
Finally. Yeah. We actually had a nice day. It was sunny. Things were it was just nice. It was windy, but people were out having a good time, and we had a great time with the fest, and things went smoothly. So that's just going to be happening periodically. Might
have
been.
Yes. You have to drink every time you hear the hype button.
Right?
It might have been like the last, like, we're kind of like through the, we were really lucky in September and early October. Like,
the weather's
super nice. Killer, but I think it's not going to happen. We're about to get into, it was pretty cold this morning, I would say.
Yeah. Well, and we didn't get any winter last winter. Like, we had no snow at all. It was really weird. So, like, this year we should get some winter so that way people can come up here and do the stuff.
I miss skiing. Like, it was.
Yeah, for sure.
It was weird to just, I mean, thankfully we had the loop up at the trailhead and everything, but.
Right.
Miss just getting out.
Yeah, and even though I don't really snowmobile, I still want people to be able to go do it with snow. Mm-hmm. And so if it's going to be winter here, it might as well be winter, I guess, my thoughts.
Yeah. No snow on Christmas was a trip.
It was a bummer.
Mm-hmm. James, you just got back from a trip out to Deschutes?
Yeah, Bend, Oregon, first time out there. I've been to, like, Seattle and Portland, kind of, I know, like, the general Pacific Northwest, but Ben was another, you know, it was really cool. Like, not exactly what I expected, but just like it's like 100,000 people. It's just kind of a cute, fun town, like, that just is famous for beer because Deschutes is like nationwide, just massive. But like, seems like a lot of people are moving there. It's like growing exponentially, mm-hmm. like a lot of these, like, fun, cool, but they have everything you want. Like, it's weird when you go there for a work trip because you don't have a lot of free time. You kind of are all like, it's like a field trip for adults, like,
I was gonna
like
say,
kids.
You were saying you had quite an itinerary to follow.
Yeah, so like, yeah, they're just like wrangling us together, and we got to see all these things. Like, there's not, but it was very fun, and I appreciate everything. But the main thing I was worried about is they signed us up for a zip line.
Yeah.
And it was going to be whitewater rafting, but the insurance ran out on that, so they couldn't like co-sign us doing that. And I was like, well, I was really scared about that, but
especially after like sampling beer all day.
Yeah, but I'm very scared for ziplining. Like,
because are you not a heights guy?
Not a heights guy at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a thrill seeker. I'm a landman. Call me landman.
That's like your WWE name.
Yeah.
Here comes Landman.
The lamest wrestler of all time.
He's not going to jump from any.
I climb up the ropes and then go, I can't.
Nope.
Can't.
Nope.
How far am I, guys?
Sorry.
Landman.
But so they were so good to us the whole time. And it was kind of towards, I think it was the last day that we had free time. So they'd been so good to us and they had already counted me in. Like, they signed me up for it. Because you give them all your info, and it's like a work trip. They take care of everything. And they're like, well, we already paid for you to do this. And I'm like,
now you have to.
And the guys I was with, I was just
you
meeting
must,
them.
You must.
They were all nervous too, so at least they weren't like, oh, you're like lame. Like, come on, man. They were all like, yeah, like, it's going to be intense. And I was like, all right, first thing, maybe I'm over the weight limit. Nope.
They weren't letting you off that easy.
Nope. Damn, I'm not. They didn't weigh us, but it was like 260. I was like, I haven't been 260 in a long time. Like, I was like, I'm under that. And I was like, maybe the helmet won't fit. I got a big head. That's how I can get out of this. The helmet, I got a giant head. No, it adjusts. It gets, you know, they planned this. They know what they're doing.
You're trying to be OJ about it?
Yeah, I was trying to find a way out.
It doesn't fit.
I was trying to find a way to quit me from this endeavor. But you watch like a 5-minute video, and then these hippies, you're like, hey, bro, you're going to be fine. They hook you up to it. You do it. You do a test run, and it's only like 10 feet off the ground. So you learn how to like operate the brake and the like full go. And
oh, okay.
That was easy. And I was like, okay, like, I get the gist of it. I'm like, I'm locked in. Seems pretty legit. And then first time ever on a ski lift, it's Mount Bachelor. We went all the way to the top of the ski lift. I was like, the ski lift's kind of scarier than anything. But then that first time stepping up to the first one, you're like, this isn't what I do. Like, I'm not.
I'm landman.
Right. So peer pressure helps. Like, just, and then I would have never done it. So I was like, James, take advantage of the situation and just do it. And then after you do the first one, they kept getting steeper. But after that, you knew you were good. Loved it. Like, literally.
Yeah.
Like, the most fun. Like, absolutely. I don't know if I'd do it again, but.
I was going to say, yeah.
No, like, I would do it again.
Yeah.
But it was, like, the highlight of the trip. And I'm so happy I got myself out of that element and took a risk. And, you know, it was spectacular. And Deschutes was awesome. The whole trip was really cool. Like, Deschutes makes some really good beer. They just won gold medal for their non-alcoholic collab with the Patagonia Provisions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was a big deal.
It's like a sustainable grain they're growing. I should know the name of it. It's like Kerry or I don't know. They're trying to make a sustainable thing that they can actually use for stuff, and then they collab with Patagonia and they won gold medal in the North American Beer Festival.
Yeah, Great American Beer Fest. Yeah, they also won several other medals from their Portland location too.
Yeah, they're crushing.
That's Deschutes awesome. Deschutes is one of those breweries that is they've lasted for a reason, and I think they're the third largest craft brewery in the U.S. behind Sierra Nevada and Boston Beer.
Yeah. So on that same day, so the first 2 days, I'm not used to eating lunch, breakfast, and dinner. Or I said that in weird order.
I mean, I'm not used to that either.
Yeah,
that's a weird order.
No, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Sorry. I'm not used to, like, and it's literally like we're on a beer trip, so it's like beer. Like you're just drinking beer and eating heavy all day.
Oh,
like,
God. Yeah.
It was the third day when we did after all that, like basically just drinking and eating our faces off was the zip line. And then they're like, let's hike this mountain. And by that point, we are so out of shape. Like, we're so compromised.
Because I saw you guys went to Smith Rock.
Yes, we did that. And then we literally, the beer Black Butte is on. We hiked Black Butte, which is like 2 miles straight up.
Okay.
It's like 7,000 elevation. Like, if I was going to die on that trip, it wasn't the zip line. It was a heart attack climbing that mountain after. I was having a tough time.
What a way to go out, though. Like, there's a beer named after.
Well, I kept thinking about how quick could the helicopter get here if I drop right now? I'm like, how embarrassing. I'm like, should I just jump off the cliff and save the embarrassment? I had a lot of thoughts going on, but yeah. I had to take a few breaks, get the heart rate down, and I made it up there. It was beautiful. Great trip.
That's awesome.
I'm here now, so.
I'm glad you had fun.
Glad you could go do that.
Well,
that's epic.
Speaking of beer, this would be a natural segue into what you sipping on.
What you sipping on?
What you sipping on? There we go. Take a sip. Who wants to start us off? All right, I'll go first,
Dalton,
I guess.
What you sipping on?
What am I sipping on? I'm sipping on Ursa Minor's Anytime, Anywhere. It's their non-alcoholic beer. We are recording this on a Monday night, so I feel like during the school week, I don't like to have like any alcohol just because I feel off the next day kind of deal. So I'm glad that, I don't know, NA beers are kind of becoming more and more popular.
They keep getting better too.
Yeah.
They're figuring that art out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not just like, I don't know, I know that Busch has like an NA beer, but now with like Athletic Brewing Company and... Yeah. Or some minor doing this, but also
Deschutes is throwing all their at the meeting. They're like, "Yeah, this is like the wave." Like,
yeah. So I think it's becoming more and more popular. So it's been, I don't know. It still has great flavor and everything like that. So,
yeah. Athletic Brewing now. Don't quote me 100% on this, but I think as of last year was the 10th largest thrown out beer stats, but like 10th largest craft brewery in the entire country. And they don't make any alcohol at all.
Yeah.
So that's giving a pretty good indication of where the market has changed. But yeah, for sure, that's a big option for people, whether you drink or not. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, you want to have a beer with people while you're hanging out, but you've got obligations or any other reason. Mm-hmm. It's a good, and you're not sacrificing much.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm sipping on. What about you, Ian?
Well, I'm sipping on currently one of the final Oktoberfest beers of the season here. We just wrapped up having Castle Danger as our cranberry beer producer. So they made a cranberry beer for the fest, and then we also had a handful of their other beers on tap. And so their Maple Martzen is one of the richer flavored Oktoberfest beers throughout the season. I think we ran through, I don't know, a dozen or plus on tap throughout the season here. And so many good options and everything. There's lots of different ways that you can kind of go with the Oktoberfest, from the lighter side of the more fest beer, something like Earth Riders Fest beer or Pollen or Wiesen, you know, something like that. But then there's more like heavy malty Oktoberfest, which I think it seems like a lot of people tend to like more, I think, maybe in the Midwest anyway. Like they like a fuller flavored Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm. It's like not exclusively true, but generally. And the Maple Martzen from Castle Danger is really nice because it's definitely on the maltier, toastier side, and it's just got a little bit of that maple kind of sweetness to it, which is really nice. But I'm sort of cheating and saying two of them because I already had a sip earlier of the beer that I was really vibing on at the moment, and that's it's the Surly Wet, which is their wet hopped IPA. So right now is wet hop season. Basically, wet hop means that when they literally pick the hops from the field, put them right into the beer. Okay. They don't let them, you know, almost all hops are dried and they're compressed into pellets or they're used as a liquid or whatever. But it's really not cost effective to use wet hops in the beer because you got the expense of trying to haul them, and it's not necessarily economical, but it's kind of a tradition and it's a cool thing, especially in hop growing regions. Like there's probably some wet hop stuff going up when you were in Oregon, right?
Usually
September to Oregon to try, or September to October
you
there.
Get to try Fresh Squeeze wet hop.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like a variation of their biggest beer from Deschutes.
Yeah, Deschutes has always been a big they've always had like their Chasin' Freshies.
Yeah, they had that too.
And
out yet, but they
had a bunch of the different wet hop beers. So the Surly Wet has been one that in the past has been a favorite, and they brought it back this year after a number of years off. And it's just, you know, the distinct things about the wet hops, sort of just a little bit more of like the kind of subtle floral and citrusy kind of qualities, usually like milder than some normal IPAs because you're using like the full hop as a, it's almost like, I don't know what the good comparison would be, but like using like, I don't know. It's just like using an ingredient that you get a lot. You get this like subtle flavor out of it as opposed to like a really intense flavor. So it's just kind of a cool thing. And so there's not that many breweries in the Midwest that I feel like we see do a lot wet hop stuff right now. But if you do see something out there right now, October is typically the time to snag those things because that's when the hop harvest is happening.
Sounds good. What about you, James?
Well, I just had that beer trip, so not just to pile on the Deschutes stuff, but let's say they have a like kind of a brewery. They, I guess you'd call it like a sister brewery. It's they like kind of funded them and kind of helped them out, but okay. It's called Boneyard. They're in like Minnesota. They haven't made their way to Wisconsin distribution wise, but their RPM's the number one draft in Oregon.
Okay.
It's like a kind of reminds me of like a Surly Furious. It's just a big, like I think it might be a pale ale, but it's like a big malty hoppy beer that just
such like a classic like Northwest thing.
Yeah, it drinks
like
really well.
Big hoppy flavor, big malty though too.
It might be an IPA. I don't know. That was like kind of a highlight. Like it was everywhere we went, but the Surly Wet was awesome. I'm any like dry hop, wet hop is kind of my favorite style of beer. Anything fresh, kind of that range. I had a sauna beer from Ursa Minor the other day.
Ooh, yeah,
those are good.
Those get the job done.
The first time I had that was when you guys had the sauna outside here.
Yeah.
With Ben Womack.
We did sauna.
But there's sauna like, beer. Yeah,
this is no gripe. I don't know. Maybe it is a gripe.
Go.
It's available now. I want my sauna beer when it's more like when it's colder.
Sauna season.
I mean, I suppose
that's
sauna
like summer shandy coming out in February.
Right. Well, sauna you release it now.
Right. Yeah. But then it's like gone by like January, you know, December, January. So we've done those events in the past. They have had it later, but this is a little earlier. It's all good. I have no gripe. Ursa Minor.
I thought you're flowing into a hot take.
I was gonna, but I was like, that's too subtle of a hot take. Like, yeah. My hot take is that Ursa Minor sauna beer should be released later into the.
He's gonna
fall.
Die on that hill.
That's like a super Midwest.
Oh man. Gosh. What do you guys think is going to be the most popular Halloween costume this year?
I feel like
it can be tough, controversial or not.
It's tough with the memes and how fast like the internet works.
It is, yeah.
Right, TikTok.
Because like something that maybe happened in, I don't know, February, people wouldn't get now.
Yeah, it's moving quick. And we're not the demographic for like the youth.
Yeah.
Youths, I know.
I feel like classics would still hold up. If you go to a Halloween party.
I'd imagine some Beetlejuice with the new movie. But.
Yeah. Because like last year was like Barbie movie and everything like that. So Barbie and Ken was probably the top one.
I know. I feel like Ashley was just telling me something about this. She's like, oh, that's going to be like the Halloween outfit.
But are
this
people
year.
Just like
maybe something Chapel Roan?
It's gonna be gonna be people like dressing as like the stream people, like
streamers.
Like, yeah, all the streamers. Like this seem like every
Mr.
clip,
Beast put on a hat,
or like Kai Cyan or whatever his name is, or like all those guys.
Yeah,
and every comment on Instagram's nice try, Diddy. This is gonna be a nice try, Diddy.
Oh my gosh,
Instagram.
Yeah,
Halloween costume, but. I don't even know how that would work, but
yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
we still have to figure out what we're gonna do.
So fast, because it used to be so simple. Like a movie would come out, like what was the Batman movie? Like the Heath Ledger Joker.
Oh, the Dark Knight.
Yeah, Dark Knight Rises. One of my favorite. Everyone dressed like that, or like
so like a big pop culture phenomenon. But I feel like
none
this
of those
year
now,
hasn't
now it's
really
just the internet.
I feel like I cheated, admittedly. I looked at it because I was like, there's something scratching at the back of my head. Mudang.
Mudang.
The hippo.
How do you do the...
With what?
How do you dress up
hippo?
As him?
That was like the baby hippo that's like been...
yeah. You ain't up
like
on...
In the news.
I am not up on Mudang.
No.
I'm not.
Dalton.
I'm not.
Very, I'm not either. But
yeah.
Okay. That
but
might be the move.
Here's a question on Reddit.
How do you dress
How
up
do that? I get the most oily, wet-looking skin for a Mudang Halloween costume?
Because SNL did Mudang, right?
Yeah, Bo and Yang was Mudang. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So be prepared if you see a hippo. Get up.
I will know
get
now.
Get up on it.
Slippery hippo.
Yeah, if your kids are just slippery and greasy.
I didn't even ask them what they're dressing up as.
Right.
We haven't got to that. Like, as we get closer to Halloween, I'm sure they'll be eager to tell. But we still haven't figured out what we're going to do with Mia for Halloween. Last year, she was so new that we just had her be like a football. And then we.
Right. I was going to say, you could have done like burrito.
Stuff.
Pressure's on now.
Just like put foil around. She could have just been a burrito. But now she's mobile.
Oh, yeah. She would not be about that. I don't know, something that runs around. Yeah. We'll still have to figure out. We got time.
You
got to
go classic Halloween. Like,
or you could go creepy as hell and do Chucky.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, just, I love that.
I'm not into scary
He's
stuff.
Not right,
so that,
I know,
I
would she
have,
would be terrifying
that'd be nightmare
to you.
Fuel for me.
Well, it's
yeah.
not your choice. No, literally is done.
Nope.
Chucky.
Yep. Put it to the people. Put a poll out.
Vote online.
Vote on the Spotify
poll.
Yeah. I just start receiving some packages. It's all like
right.
Chucky costumes.
Yeah, little red wigs and stuff.
Oh my gosh. Please don't.
Yeah, the movie is horrifying.
Yeah.
All of them. All 14 of them.
Yeah, it just never. They've decided that is a film franchise that it will just persist forever.
Like the Scream. Aren't they constantly pumping out?
I enjoy. That's like guilty, like trash. You know,
it's like reality television.
It's like fun, scary movie.
You know, people like bad Christmas movies just because they're based on Christmas. I like bad.
Easy to predict.
I like Scream because it's like, I know what I'm going to get.
Right.
So it's like your Hallmark horror movie.
They're not all perfect, but they're not bad. Like,
give
me the new Scream
movie. Or they're bad in the right ways.
Yeah. Like, they know what they are. They're self-aware.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
like they kind of make fun of themselves sometimes.
Right. Oh yeah.
Like they're like, yeah, Scream 19.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I mean, you can't have David Arquette in the movie and not be like self-aware, right?
Yeah.
Right.
He's like,
just be like, no one's taking him too seriously on anything.
No.
Do you like any, you're not a scary movie guy, is there anything as we approach
Blood Hook is as scary as I get.
Oh,
Blood Hook's not scary, though.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like to
is
be scared.
Is there a movie that you remember that kind of ruined it?
The Ring.
Oh, okay.
I was in like fourth grade.
That's too young.
I was over at a friend's house, and he was into scary movies, and so were his sisters. And they were playing it, and I like was like, well, okay, I guess I'll watch some of it. Just I didn't want to, like, not partake in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, watch too much. And then any time after that, there was static on my TV. Mm. I was, like, bolting out of the room.
Yeah, triggering.
Yeah, man.
I remember, The Ring was some freaky business.
By then, I had already seen It, like, the original Stephen King that probably ruined my life. And probably, like... I mean, the first Scream wasn't that scary, I guess, now looking back. But, Nightmare on Elm Street, like the
Nightmare
Freddy
on Elm Street,
stuff,
yeah, that's pretty...
Those well, because it gets you in your dreams,
those
right?
are terrifying.
From what I understand.
Right.
There's like an existential...
So then you're not going to sleep.
Yeah, those are, like, if you see those too young, those are a problem.
There's some of my second graders, when I ask them what their favorite movie is, though, they'll say It.
Ew.
And I can't imagine. Like, when we were walking down, we do a Halloween parade every year. And we were walking down Main Street, and they would come to, like, the drainage spot. Oh. They go, there's Pennywise. I'm like, this is scary. Yeah.
Get gross.
Maybe they just have so much, like, confidence, like, at that. Like,
I think
they're
just so damaged.
Yeah. No.
I think they're just so damaged.
Already at 7 and 8 years old.
Yeah. I was thinking the opposite, that they don't even compute it as, like, scary. They're just like.
Oh, there's no way this could be.
Silly clown.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like.
Maybe it's only us adults who are like realize how terrifying it would be to have a clown in the gutter.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember back, this was when I was in college, but like people, it was like a clown phenomenon.
Yeah,
this is like 2014,
just to
2015.
Freak people out. Yeah, I remember that.
People would just dress up as clowns all the time. I can't remember if it coincided
like
with the movie coming out.
I think it was
sure
before
the new
that.
Older,
no,
the remake,
that.
Yeah, because the remakes were like probably closer to like 2017.
Okay, so it almost...
I remember that. Like, I think we were living in Minneapolis maybe at the time, and it was like a thing where it was like people out... Yeah. It, like, just being clowns creepily out in the world. They weren't necessarily harassing people exactly.
We're just going to show
like,
up
and stand
just, like, make everyone uncomfortable and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine, though, being the clown. I would be concerned for my life because, like... You get the wrong person, especially, you know, like, I don't know, the wrong person, you mess with them, they got concealed carry, like, I don't want to be the clown that gets shot to death.
Right.
Just, like, messing around with people.
Well, that's the thing with all these, like, TikTok and YouTube, these pranks. Mm-hmm. I'm like...
You would not catch me doing
any
of that
messing
stuff.
With people and see what happens. You're going to catch the wrong one day.
Like, well, and
Fafo,
you even see-
right? Yeah. Do you hear, that was a term I took from women's gymnastics this year in the Olympics was FAFO.
Fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
Earn the E. There we go.
I think that was from I feel like Jordan Chiles said that, so I feel like we're riffing on Olympic medalists, so that's fine.
Yeah.
We can reference.
I mean, yeah, that would well because you see some of this stuff like on YouTube or. Like on TikTok, and it's like they'll go up to people and just like, I don't know, make noises in their ear, like a old man, or just go, just like moan in someone's ear. And you're like, what is going on here?
Like, you don't know what they're going through that day. That
right.
might be the like last, like,
straw.
And they're like, I'm going to kill you.
Yep. Like, this is it.
Yep.
Quit. Just leave people alone. Content.
There you go. An open letter to TikTok. Just leave people alone.
Yeah.
Go just do pranks. Your own thing in your own bedroom or whatever. But leave people out in the world alone.
My whole like Instagram algorithm.
Otherwise, FAFO.
Is people eating fast food in their cars. And I'm like, I got to get away from this.
That's all that pops up?
Yeah. You watch two videos and then
you
go on your Discover on Instagram. And it's like, it's just people eating fast food in their car. I'm like, this isn't. engaging energy. But
but you watch two videos.
But once it shows up, now it's my whole feed. I'm like,
oh gosh.
Now you have to purposely pick other things just to get out of
it. Yeah, you're trying to get out of this algorithm.
This algorithm's terrible, man.
I'll look up vacations on the East Coast.
Like, give me a little, like, let me look at something before you throw like 100,000 videos at me. But then once you're doing it and then you're not even paying attention, they're like, oh, he keeps watching these. I'm like,
snuck it in.
I'm not trying to.
You got me again.
That's all you're presenting me.
Is it interesting to you guys how much social media has changed just over the short amount of time that it's been around?
Well, because I never was a fan of it. And I joined Instagram. I never had Facebook or MySpace. I was anti-social media.
Mm.
And I joined Instagram when it was post a picture.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a Discover. There was nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, right. Literally, it was very innocent, and I thought it was very cool. I was like, oh, cool. This could be my way to like join social media. It's not political. It's not. And then that was 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. I don't know, 8 years ago, something like that. And now it's like, Instagram is essentially, it's owned by Facebook or whatever that
Meta.
Yeah. So it's all
the reptilians.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like too far in, but it's all just built to like, just, it keeps you engaged. Like they have like all your, like whatever you watch,
what you're interested in and
football, whatever, just crazy. And it's like never ending. You can just go down the wormhole, which is scary. Like actually, cause I think a lot of people are just going to be like, how do you get anything done?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, what is the world to connect to? Yeah, I remember.
Also, what are they feeding you? Because they're deciding what you see.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think they could sway a lot of, they could really like form you to what they want you to be.
For sure. I mean, it's totally happening.
I think there's like a Netflix documentary that my wife recommended that I watch, but I was like too scared to watch it. It was like The Social Dilemma. And it talks about social media and how, like, I don't know, there's a bunch of different stuff that they take into account and how, like, they feed you certain information based on what
it's basically the.
It's a business. I mean, that's the biggest thing is it's a business.
They basically interview the people that used to work for those companies that form the algorithms saying, we hate that we did this. Like,
we want to use it for good.
Bad. Like,
it's like Oppenheimer. They're like, we built the bomb.
No.
Sorry. It's not what we meant.
Yeah. Like, they hired us to do this exact thing knowing, and we knew as we were doing it, like, this could be problematic. But
I feel like the same way with AI. Like, AI scares me.
Yeah.
When it comes to that.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's good stuff for it, but I know that, like anything, somebody's going to find some way to use it.
Like, we're all being primed for AI to basically. Like, all the biggest companies in the world right now, everything they're marketing is all about AI. Mm-hmm. And when you see something like that, you're like, okay, this is going to be the future in some way. And you're just like, it's unsettling. But I don't know. Like, I think there's because it's been such a short span of time, like, maybe there's, like, some hope about it, I guess. You know, you're talking about seeing social media change. So, like, I just happened to be a freshman in college the year that Facebook came out, when it was truly just like a college friend platform. And it was a way, I remember, like, early on, it was a way to like sort of brag about, you knew someone who went to Vanderbilt or, you know, whatever, some like interesting school, like being from the Midwest, and being like, oh, a friend of mine went out to somewhere else, you know, and there was no interaction, but it was just like, yeah, there they are. I see them on there. And then pretty soon, then you could do a status update. And I remember, like, one of my early clever ones, you had a drop down menu of, like, it was like your name is or was or is going to be or whatever. And I remember putting, like, mine was like, Ian is on fire. You know, like, I just thought that was hilarious. it was so stupid. And I think once it started to open up, I was similar to you, James, where, like, once it became more, started developing more of what it was, like Facebook, I was like, I'm out, I'm done with this. But then I kind of got back into it because I had, like, wanted to reconnect with family members and stuff like that. But yeah, it's a total I don't know. I try not to invest too much energy into it, but at the same point, like, it's a weird way to, like, have a window on the world. I don't know. Like, I struggle with it for sure. But I'm at least glad I knew the world without it.
Yeah.
Whereas some of these young people, like, and Facebook might seem, like, old or, you know, like, or archaic as form of, like, a form of, like, social media. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's, I guess I'm glad to have known the world without it to have some frame of reference.
I guess the way, like, I see, like, the positive side of it kind of with how you use it.
Right.
To,
yeah, and, it can be used as a platform for
as
really
a platform
good
to build, like, fun stuff.
And community.
And community and, like, and not to just, like, I'm like, that's awesome way to use it. And like you've had a lot of, like, you've had stuff that's really popped and, like.
It's been pretty crazy.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's cool. And it's, and you're doing it for the right reasons. You're not trying to hurt anyone.
But is, like, he?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if he ever
gets the algorithm,
if he ever gets verified, motives, yeah, I know.
But you don't even know.
I know you didn't have us on for a year.
You're being worked by the algorithm.
You're like, I can't.
You don't even know what you're.
Yeah, he didn't have us on for a year. He's like, I don't know about these boys anymore. I got Bert Kreischer retweeting me, reposting me.
Oh boy,
that.
Yeah, Dalton, what's so on the topic?
You're just hanging out with celebrities every day.
As a person who swims in this stuff now, like, what has been.
That's wild, man.
What have been some of your, like. So, I mean, yeah, again, I think we can all agree that, like, well, we're doing it. We're literally participating in part of the social media on your behalf. But what have been some of your big, like, I guess, like, either, like, big wins or, like, highlight moments of, like, the last year or so, or just maybe even your whole time doing it?
Yeah, I think the coolest thing for me has been to, you know, just the people that I've been able to connect with. Like, it's been
like the real people.
Yeah, the real people. Like,
not they just
interact,
the bots.
Right, not just the bots
that you subscribe to.
Yeah,
because I think they, because you're doing it from a sincere platform. So I think, like, when it happens, it's organic and it's not. So even if it blows up, it wasn't, you weren't spamming the system trying, you're not trying to get famous, but you're also, like, you're trying to build a, like, and it's organic.
Right.
So, like, yeah, you're not, like, every post is, like, you're, it's sincere. I think the problem is a lot of people just see the people that are just constantly trying to, like, put out.
Like, feed the algorithm,
feed
the
algorithm
right things.
And, you know, and I know there's, like, things you have to do to get stuff seen,
like, to play the game kind of,
and you're trying to build a thing, like, you're trying to sell two old men to skeptical assholes on on your whole thing. But no, like, I think actually was saying, like, yeah,
like the biggest thing for me has been, like, connecting with people, like, in real life that interact with my content, but being able to, I don't know, like, they said, like, oh, well, I'm a teacher too, so I'm able to connect with your content. Am I able to relate to this? Or I have a cabin in here in Hayward, and this is a way I can, like, stay connected to the area when I'm not here and stay up to date on things, or able to connect with some humorous things that go with small town life. And just the people that I've been able to meet through it has been super rewarding. I think to look back when I started it back in 2018 and just to see the growth from there has been super rewarding, and being able to, like, just have this kind of be a creative outlet for me, and what it's allowed me to do, like, go to whether it's covering different events or talking with different people. Like, I remember back when Kenny Bednarik was competing in the Tokyo Olympics, I was like,
yeah,
I want to have this guy in my show. And I didn't have, like, quite the following back then to be able to be like, reach out to him and be like, hey, come on my show and really make it worth his time. But then 4 years later, when he's competing in the Summer Olympics in London, then I was able to make it work. And that was a super cool, like, full circle moment for me.
Yeah. That was one of the things I was like, oh my God, like this is, and I was so proud of you and, like, all the work you did. Like,
thanks, man.
It's just crazy. Like,
yeah, it is.
It's like I said, it's out of my wheelhouse, and I'm like, I don't understand any of it, but I know you put in the work, and it's also, like, it's sincere, and, like, you're not just trying to, like, get famous, you're trying to actually just stick to your brand and be like, and your brand is like what you're doing is people like. So like,
right.
You're getting popular for the right reasons, which I think a lot of my problem with some of the stuff is the look at me, like, you know.
Right. Or just selling themselves for.
Well, that's, I never want to be like, I always want to stay true to who I am and like recognize the man in the mirror. But I don't want to be the one that's like, oh, like buy all this stuff. I don't want to
hop on the on whatever thing, even if you don't believe in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if, like if there's like I've been fortunate.
If the
enough
check
to
comes,
do...
if the check comes, take the check, bro. Like
that's James' advice.
Yeah.
If I've been able like to be fortunate enough to work with some brands, which I have been able to over the past few years, and it's like it's got to be something that aligns with my values and something that makes sense. So. Recently, I got to work with Wonder State Coffee.
Yeah.
And that was really cool.
They're awesome.
Because they were just like, yeah, we'd love like to support a teacher. And, you know, teachers run on coffee kind of deal. So it just kind of made sense.
So when we listen back to this episode, is there going to be a little...
Well, like, bing.
Little bing. And it's like, and it's going to be done. Be like, Wonder State Coffee.
Yeah.
Does that happen?
I don't know.
Are we putting the...
We did play a full song of Rain King once back early on in the show.
Yeah, in 10
years.
In
10
years,
I'm gonna get so. Yeah, I'm gonna have to pull that episode. I know.
I hope you get the lawyers from the Counting Crows to get a hold of you. I want to be on the conference call.
You're gonna have to pull.
I helped instigate that.
You're gonna have to pull a lot of those old episodes.
Oh yeah, they start digging.
Oh, because I'll get. Canceled.
Yeah, the second
we found him on the first episode of After Hours.
Yeah,
yeah.
Can I insert a 20-second beer break because I also have a thought on on that? And we we'll be right back.
I hope you're enjoying the After Hours episode so far. Just want to give another quick shout out to Ian at the Whistlepunk. Make sure you check him out if you're in the Hayward or Stone Lake area. They're a great spot. They have an ever-changing tap list. Ian is very knowledgeable when it comes to craft beer. He's a certified Cicerone? It might be just be easier to call him a certified gangster at this point, but he knows his craft beer. He knows his stuff. They have some great merch there as well as coffee. So they do craft beer and they also do coffee. So whether you're going there in the morning and then want to come back in the afternoon with friends, you're more than able to do that. So check out the Whistlepunk in Stone Lake. Visit them on Facebook, on Instagram at the Whistlepunk, and then also check out their website at www.thewhistlepunk.com. Now let's get back to the show.
We're back.
There we go. And we're back from our commercial break.
We had a little beer break.
So what you guys watching?
What you watching?
Oh, yeah, right.
Consuming.
What was this?
What you watch?
What you watching?
I think, yeah.
I think most of it.
Ben-il.
I think most of the segues default to like a 70s era, like falsetto.
It's I'm Barry Effing Gibbs.
Yes.
It's Bee Gees.
Oh, yeah. With, is that
how's
Jimmy
that?
Fallon?
How's
that?
Justin Timberlake. Yes. Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. Which, shout out to Mary Mack, was just on Jimmy Fallon last week.
Yeah.
Due largely in part to her appearance on the podcast with us.
Yeah, yes. It was huge.
I think
huge
we launched. For... Jimmy follows us. We know it. Hey,
for sure.
What's up, Jimmy?
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
He keeps asking to be on, but we're like, nah, it's too much.
You're like, do we come to you? You come to us?
Here? Right. Well, obviously, travel. You'd come here.
Mm. Yeah. Bring the roots in.
Bring the roots. Oh, yeah.
Dude, that would be cool. If we're talking fantasy,
make it happen. He's like, guys,
the roots at the pump.
So next week, they're going to be here.
Mm.
I think
flying into Cable.
Right.
They could fly into Hayward.
I think Jimmy would enjoy the Whistlepunk.
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
Haven't they done concerts in like the New York City subway before?
I'm sure.
Why wouldn't they?
I feel like you could do it anywhere. So why not the punk?
Right.
All right, that's our pitch.
There it is. It's up there.
All right. So what?
Set it up.
What
Mary
are you guys
Mack.
Watching?
Well, I personally, keeping a super tight segue, recently was just watching the new episodes of Solar Opposites. Which it's like one of those shows that like I think we may have talked about this before. I've not been big in the animated comedy. I don't know why necessarily. Like I was a big fan of Adult Swim stuff, but like I just have found myself not maintaining traction on a lot of shows like BoJack Horseman and Big Mouth and just like so many of these great comedies.
Same.
Bob's Burgers and all these, like, I'm like, I get it, and I think I'm there for it, but I don't know why. I guess I don't have maybe it's because it's animated and I find that it's not as compelling as people. I don't know, but Solar Opposites has been one that I have kind of stayed on with because I have a couple friends I watch it with, and then having gotten to know Mary Mack, that's kind of added a personal connection. But, like, honestly, the list of people, if you go through the whole roster of everyone who's been on Solar Opposites in 5 seasons, is like just about every notable big name in comedy in the last 5 to 10 years. I mean, there's a huge, huge list. So it's pretty cool. And it's just super, super wild. I don't know. It's hard to almost recommend unless you're way into pop culture references, especially like super detailed pop culture references and some graphic violence of the animated form. But it's interesting, multiple storylines. They have the storylines. The gist is the aliens escape their world, which is being destroyed. They land on Earth, and then they're trying to assimilate into Earth, like into human culture. But then there's also a wall where they will, like, the aliens shrink people down, like actual humans from the world, and store them in the wall. And that's a whole side story.
Okay.
And then there's another side story about some aliens from outer space. It's wild.
A lot of layers.
There's layers, but it kind of keeps it interesting. And so anyway, there's a new season of that out that just came out in the last couple of months. So I've been enjoying that. I think probably one of my more notable TV things of the last little bit that at least comes to mind was The Umbrella Academy.
Mm-hmm.
The final season came out, and it was a weird one for me because I was excited after watching the first few seasons, and I went, you know, did like the classic, like rewatch everything before the final season came out. But like it was the season, you know, it was Netflix. They dropped all the episodes at once. And the next day or two, one of my employees here at the shop, we've talked about the show, we've bonded over it a little bit. And, She basically just dumped on the whole thing. She's like, we watched the whole season in one night. She goes, don't waste your time. It was just a scathing review.
Oh, man.
And I was kind of like bummed about it because I was excited to watch. I had sort of like, you know, in my mind built this up of like, we watch the show. And and then I'm like, well, okay. Now I'm like, is this going to be terrible? What's the situation? And so I was set up for low expectations for it, and I feel like, I don't know, I have to rewatch it again. I thought it was pretty good. It's a pretty obscure sci-fi show. I mean, it's kind of a big concept. I thought it kind of pulled things together reasonably well. It felt a bit rushed. Six episodes in the final season as opposed to 10 for all the others, which seems, you know, like it's a little odd to end on that note. I don't know if there was other stuff going on in the background of contracts or whatnot. But anyway, that was it was a pretty solid ending to a show that I would say at points had some of the best sort of some of the best storytelling and soundtrack. Okay. Excellent soundtrack throughout the show for the Umbrella Academy, and just a really, really interesting program. So I don't know. But it was one of those, I don't know if you ever had that experience where someone's like, you're excited for a thing, a movie or a show or something, and someone sees it and they're like, it sucked. And then you're like, dang, is it going to suck? And like, you go watch it, you're like almost wincing, expecting that it's going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to decide whether or not it does. And then you're like, was it just because I was expecting it to suck that it did or not? You know, like,
right.
I think, I read reviews for stuff before I watch it.
Oh, okay.
And then you come in with the preconceived notions based on the reviews. So sometimes it's hard to separate that.
It's yeah, just that's why I like to not have too much. I like to kind of have a blank slate a little bit, let myself make up my own
mind. I like to do research because I don't want to waste my time on something
okay.
that I don't think I'm going to like.
I do,
but
minimal research.
Sometimes it's just good to just jump into things and...
Do you feel though that sometimes have you had it happen where like something that you've like you read that was negative about it and then either chose to not watch or like and you feel like maybe you missed out on something you would have liked if you had not read about it?
I think there's a lot of shows where they're mediocre shows that the critic like the reviews were bad and I came in to it with a negative attitude thinking it was not gonna be good, but I wanted to see it
out of curiosity.
And then like Brie will be like, you already hate the show, you already decided that. And sure. I'm like, oh, like, and like I'm like, yeah, probably, like, mm-hmm. I shouldn't have. And then she ends up watching the whole show and she's like, right. I was like, how was it? She's like, it was okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. I was like, she's like,
I win.
Every once in a while she's like, I loved it. She's like, but I know your taste, like you wouldn't have liked it. So
sure.
I like mm-hmm. to do the research. I just, there's so many shows out there. You gotta.
That's the hard thing.
I like
it's way too much.
I
content.
Do the deep dive before I like will start something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes like, who directed it? Who's in it? Like, what?
Yeah, I feel like it's tough to get a sell on a new series now. If it's there's like a new so series much. That's just starting and there's only one season of it, I feel like it's a lot easier. But like for so many of these shows that have already been 6, 8, 10 seasons, you know, in, and somebody's like, it's amazing, you got to watch it, you know, and you're just like, I believe you, but like, I don't know if I have the time to commit to it. I'm going to rewatch another series I've already seen twice.
Right.
You know, like,
I know safe. This is worth my
it's
time.
Safe.
Yeah. I think it's harder to make like pop culture references because there's just so much out there. Like if somebody gets you, they get you, right? But
right.
It's just not as, I don't know, as funneled as it used to be. Sure. Now there's just so much to consume.
I think the key is to find like one or two, whether you call them blogs or websites that you trust their content.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those will do like what we're watching. They'll do like all their like writers will chime in, like The Ringer, UpRocks,
mm-hmm.
The Northern Nerd After Hours podcast.
I was gonna say literally what we're doing.
Yeah, they're
being tastemakers.
There's ones you can trust and like they have a good track record, but if you just like there's just too much stuff out there.
It would
like,
be interesting kind of going off of that, yeah. It would be interesting like if people throughout our After Hours episodes have been checking out our recommendations and what like where we would rank.
Yeah, how about the and I'm not gonna bogart any more time on the recs because I want James. I'm curious to hear James' tasty jams. But how about our ultimate triple rec of the bear winning like 4,000 Emmys over
the
last 2 years?
We were early in the
we were at the party. We were on the guest list. Early invitation.
If we would have podcast in the last year, I would have said Shogun. They won all the awards too.
Retroactively recommend.
Right.
Don't watch it now. You missed it.
Yeah.
Right. It was already, you've already missed it. It was good. Now
it's a moment. Yeah. Now it's.
Also, if you're looking for an easy Halloween costume, the bear, like white t-shirt, blue apron.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
Carmy.
Pouty face.
Yeah.
And also just be jacked as hell.
White,
or you could do him as the Calvin Klein Calvin Klein ad.
Bad tattoos.
Just did you see the Jeremy Allen White's Calvin Klein underwear ad?
Not just show up to
ask
a party in
ask
underwear.
Ask Claire if she's seen it.
Okay. It's part of the safe bet.
Yeah. It's people are thirsty.
Aha.
People are thirsty for lip. He'll always be lip, by the way, too.
Yeah,
I'd like
shameless.
To say that.
Shameless,
he's
baby.
Always going to be lip from Shameless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we grew up with that boy. We know who you are.
All right.
Before you were sexy, you were lip.
I coached him in Little League Baseball.
Before you were sexy, you were lip.
He's my closer.
You're just awkward.
He was a brat.
So, James, what are you watching?
Man, I'm kind of in a weird spot with stuff. All right. Bad Monkey on Apple.
Oh, yeah. How is it?
Is that Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
I've been curious,
so
but I haven't seen
it
yet.
It's Vince Vaughn being Vince Vaughn, so it's good.
I feel like you just got to let him. Like,
he's
Vince
cooking.
Vaughn just is himself.
I was gonna say,
he's cooking.
He hasn't been in things for a while, so like your appetite for it has come back.
I would say Vince Vaughn just allowing himself to just be Vince Vaughn is like he's just cooking in the show. I wouldn't say it's the best show I've ever, like, there's problems, but it's very entertaining.
Okay.
Very fun. Good, like binge now that it's all out now.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it's like perfect, but I've been watching it, enjoyed it. It's all over the place. Yeah, check that out. Other than that, the Penguin, I'm watching the Penguin. I'm a big Batman guy.
More DC than Marvel.
Well, yeah, I would say so. I like the darker version of like the superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Farrell is insane in that show.
I was going to say, just seeing like the previews of it.
All the like prosthetics and literally the limp he does in every scene, like in, you don't even recognize him. Like if you didn't know it was Colin Farrell, you don't like, mm-hmm. And it's like a crime mafia show, not like a, it's kind of like the,
well, I mean, that's like closer, that's like what Batman's like the ethos of the show is.
It's, but just, it's not a superhero show. It's a,
sure.
Crime. It's more like Sopranos.
It's in the, yeah, it's literally, it's more Sopranos than Batman.
Okay.
And so it's directed by, like, and it's right after, if you watch the new, I guess it's called The Batman with the Robert Pattinson.
Oh, yeah, the darkest movie of all time.
With Matt Reeves.
Trying to watch it in the daytime. Well, right? Remember, I don't,
James and I, we went and saw that in the summer. Remember that? We went and saw The Batman, and it was like a 75-degree beautiful summer day, and we went and saw that movie, and it was just the darkest movie I've ever seen.
It was also like 3 hours. Well, every
A solid
every movie now is 3
not
hours.
Not even, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say came out of it with the echolocation. Checking out. Other than that, a lot of YouTube, Kill Tony. Kill Tony is hilarious. It's every week. It's a comedy podcast live. They do it live from Joe Rogan's club, The Mothership. So it's, they bring in all these unknown comedians, put their name in a bucket, and they draw random people, and then they interview them. And then they have regulars that are like real comedians. Like, so you get to see like good comedy and then people doing literally their first set of all time.
Oh my gosh.
These get like a million views and there's like hundreds of people in the audience. Mm. So like it's live TV that you can't script. That's like cringy. It's also like stars come out of nowhere. Like they kill it. Like they're super funny. And then they actually, then 2 months later, they're like on the show all the time. Cause they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I recommend, I've been watching a lot of Kill Tony. Yeah. The Penguin and Bad Monkey.
Nice.
That's what I got.
Yeah, I think I saw briefly that show before. It was when they did, Shane Gillis did like the Donald Trump impression.
Yeah, with Adam Ray. Dude, Adam Ray was Biden. Yeah, yeah. And he does Dr. Phil. Really funny. All those clips are so funny. Yeah, yeah. Kill Tony's crazy. Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of Bluey.
I was just... I watched Bluey. I was going to be like, you watching a lot of Bluey?
That is literally I watched.
I was just going to throw it out there as a wise ass. Uh-huh. And here we go. Cheers.
Where's Bluey on the Mount Rushmore of
kid shows?
Like, Bluey's got to be in the Mount Rushmore of, like, young. Like, throw this on to make your kid happy. Like,
oh, so
young.
It's like right up there with Miss Rachel? Do you know who Miss Rachel is?
Is that...
She has like a YouTube series, but she like,
I'm talking all time though.
This
like,
is separating the parents
what's the
from the non-parents.
Is it like,
right,
well, before Bluey, was it like Blue's Clues? Is it just
Dora? I mean, it's still the dog. It's kind of in the same sphere, but it's an Australian kid show. It's like an Australian, like you have, they're like dogs. So you have,
I listen.
Bingo is his sister and Bluey is the main character.
I listen to this podcast where it's like real like movie critics. And the one guy had like 3 kids or like in the last, and his number one show was Bluey.
It's,
and he actually like,
it's very entertaining.
He made a very like compelling. He's like, I'm not even messing around. Like, you think this is a bit, he's like the best.
Get
TV.
Serious.
He's like the, I've been doing critic. I've been a television critic for 20 years. I'm like the best television show of this year was Bluey. And the one guy's like, is it 'cause of your kids? He's like, no, it's the best show I've
the
watched.
The kids are in bed. I'm watching Bluey. Yeah.
It's
I'm on the edge of my seat.
It's pretty good.
I mean, it's still funny for like adults.
I finally watched some because, Huddy, James and Liz's son was hanging out, and we were like, well, let's just throw on Bluey. And he, like, that theme song comes on, and he just starts.
That's what my daughter does,
raging.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're, like, jumping all around, and yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so
a catchy theme song.
I've gotten into routine because I try to, as a teacher, I already have a lot of routines, but then as a dad, I try to establish some too. And so whenever I pick her up from daycare, we'll come home and we'll usually watch an episode or two of Bluey. They're like 10-minute episodes, so it's not like a whole lot of screen time or anything like that. Yeah.
So Bluey and then True Detective season one.
yeah,
mix
right
it
after.
In.
Yeah.
Mix it in.
Yeah.
Got to keep an even balance. So a lot of Bluey.
And a lot of True Detective.
Not a lot of True Detective,
Mostly True Detective. Like some interludes of Blue, yeah.
Uh-huh. Just mixed in after a heavy episode, you know. Gosh, what's the other show? We've been watching that Nobody Wants This. It just came out on Netflix.
Brie loves it.
Yeah, it's been good.
I refused, but she's a big...
Not a big Adam Brody guy?
No, she is.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, probably
so that's the main reason. Yeah. yeah. Screw this guy.
Yeah. Hot rabbi.
Like,
yeah.
You're way more in love with him than... heard he got a second season, so...
It's been a good show to watch. We haven't finished it yet, but we're getting close.
I think that's like the hip white millennial show of the moment right now. We watched it, and we were like, oh, yeah, there's references that we get. And both of us were Jewish summer camp counselors as well. Like, I, even though neither of us are Jewish, that, like, we're like, there's a lot of culture that we're like, oh, yeah, all right, we get that.
Yeah. So I would say that's kind of been our other show that we're watching. And then just a lot of football. That's mostly what's
all
on.
All football.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of nights where it's on now. So.
Right. It's pretty much most of the time there's a football game on.
Monday,
it used to be
Thursday.
Like, it used to be Sunday and Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Back when I was a kid.
Let me tell you.
Back when I was a kid.
Sorry to anyone's ears. That's got AirPods in.
So bad.
Oh, my gosh.
But now we've got Thursday, Sunday, Monday.
Are you literally doing the...
Right?
There's football every day of the week.
Every day?
Man, I can't.
Is this your hot take?
No.
Yeah, no. Yeah, this is your hot take.
I mean, this could be a perfect segue in the hot takes.
I walk the tight line between caring and not caring. I generally don't, but I'm like a fan of sport overall, so I'm always interested to learn about it, but I just don't care enough to invest the time to like...
Or the money now.
Yeah.
All the different, I think...
To
like,
be able
this
to
is,
watch it, yeah.
Yeah, this isn't my hot take, but it's just a take, like, it's getting harder to become like a casual fan, where you're just like, oh, let me like just throw in the game. It's like, no, oh, you have to download Peacock or, oh, this game is exclusively on ESPN Plus. I saw like a future Monday Night Football game coming up is just going to be on ESPN Plus.
Right.
So that's something you would have to subscribe to.
Well, that was like the NBA last year. Like Prime. I was kind of, I sort of had made like a slight decision. I was like, I could get back into watching some of the NBA. It's been years and years. I really hadn't watched much of it and I was going to watch some with Stu. But then I was like, how am I going to watch this? Like, I don't care that much. That I'm going to pay whatever, $40-$50 bucks a month for a league pass. I don't know. That might be totally off. I'm not even sure what it is.
Fact checker would know.
Yeah.
But.
Fact check. but like, you know, yeah, it does. And then it's like, well, it's either that or you like go to the bar to watch it, which is like it now, like at this advanced age, is a big disincentive to leave the house to go watch
homebody,
watch a sport that I'm like kind of on the fence about getting back into. It is. It's tricky to be a sports fan these days.
It is. Well, especially when you have like, James, can we get an update on how your fantasy teams are doing so far this year?
We're hanging in there. 4-2, 3-2, I don't know, something like that.
Somewhere around there. Who's your quarterback?
I don't care about quarterbacks.
No. Nope.
He has none.
Didn't you get a Josh Allen jersey?
Yeah. Send that out.
Isn't he quarterback?
Yeah, he won me money, but I've moved on.
Okay.
I have terrible quarterbacks.
Okay.
No allegiance.
What's your position you care about the most then?
We're going receiver. We're receiver heavy.
Okay.
Yeah. We got Jefferson.
Okay.
I had Rashee Rice. That kind of hurt.
Mahomes kind of mixed that. Yeah, his own guy.
Knocked out his own dude. No, I don't know. We're kind of hodgepodging it, but we're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos menu.
Yeah.
I'm just.
What's your team name?
One is Shadynasty from Always Sunny. So okay. Shady Nasty if you read it. I don't know if you ever seen that Always Sunny episode.
I'm Shadynasty is.
Yeah.
I remember that.
They're like, yeah, I want to call my club Shadynasty. And they're like, the guy goes, why are we going to Shady Nasties? Because they put out like. So, and then the other is the Slaughterhouse. Nothing too cool, but
yeah. I mean, my names aren't that creative either. I have Mahomes Alone, and then I have AFC Richmond.
There you go.
It's my football club.
Right.
But
I'm trying to think of a hot take.
Can I go first?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Yeah. So, I feel like there should be a way that you should be able to, like, prevent political ads from ever playing on your TV again.
Yeah.
Like, they should give you, like, the hardest level of Mario, like Super Mario. And if you beat it, you for the rest of the election season, you don't have to watch a political ad, whether it's on your home television, whether you're, like, watching a YouTube video on your phone.
And no texts.
They're like, yep. Yeah, no. Oh, no texts. Gosh, I hate those text messages. Oh. A friend?
No.
Nope. A political person. Like, I wish, if you could be either do a run of Rainbow Road and get first place on the hardest difficulty or beat Bowser, I feel like that should exclude you from the rest of political ads.
Yeah, that's true. That would be, or like, you know, like win the lottery or something like that, but it's like instead of winning cash, it's just like, you never have to see another ad on anything ever again.
Ooh, dang. That'd be a good would you
just
rather
like,
question.
Oh, overall, it's like $1 million or you'll never have to see another ad.
Oof.
What's it worth? What's it worth?
That's what we're thinking about. I don't know. They could send me like a magnet saying like win reminder to vote and a picture of Bowser. Like, hey, remember what you did. But
right. Right. Yeah.
I don't know. That's my hot take. I'm not too animated about it, but I'm just tired of seeing them.
Yeah.
This is me reaching because I can't think of anything, but it just popped in my head.
This is good if there's not a lot in life
and,
that upsets us.
And I just watched the last episode of this and I enjoyed it. I guess I always, like, I watch them all, but I would say SNL is cooked. Like, Saturday Night Live is no longer good.
Ooh. Why is this?
I just don't agree with a lot of, like, the direction they've gone. They got rid of, like, their couple of the best people I thought from last year didn't carry on. And I think a lot of the acts are just more like they play well live, but they don't play well on TV, maybe. I guess maybe they're... I just don't think the direction's very good, and I don't know if the talent's very good.
It's their 50th year, too, isn't it?
I know, and they're bringing in all the people to do the, like...
Yeah, they got Maya Rudolph and Jim
Gaffigan.
Great,
which is great.
Andy Samberg.
Like, and
Andy
I'm going to watch like the whole season. I'm going to watch them all, and it was cool to see Samberg, and, like, I just don't know what... I guess I don't know what live comedy is right now, because I think they're trying to... play like the political stuff kind of in like the right way. And I don't know how that works anymore. I think you have to,
I think it kind of goes back to our earlier point about social media. Things move so fast, like the trends and things like that.
'Cause I've always been a huge fan and I'm still going to keep watching it. I guess I'm doing hot take. Like this is me saying I'm going to keep watching the entire season. I'm just saying, I think it might be, like, not on the way out. Like, it's, I don't know if it's...
You think they're done at 50?
No, I just don't think it's, like, good anymore.
Oh, okay.
But that's hot take. I still enjoy the show and gonna watch it.
Okay.
Weekend Update's still I think I watched for a
weekend. I was going to say, Weekend Update is still pretty good.
Solid, I watched, like Weekend Update comes.
I missed
like,
the Do Not Destroy, Please Do Not Destroy videos. Yeah,
and they haven't shown them at all this season yet.
I don't know. I don't know if they're still on the show or not. I think they might have gotten too big and gone off on their own.
Well, maybe
they had
smart.
Their own movie, which
it was stupid as hell, but I loved it.
I watched it like 4 times.
I loved it. It was so dumb, but I loved it.
Yeah.
So yeah, SNL is cooked. That's my hot take. It's as a lifelong fan, it's not happening.
The anti-hype button would be
right.
For that.
I had to come up with that on the fly. I don't have any.
It's okay.
I don't know. I like mine just might. I don't know if mine's really a hot take or anything, but like
you're like cranberries suck. But I hate anyone that cares about.
I would turn on that. Like I actually
you love
got
cranberries.
Not love, but I'm like I'm there for them. I'll stand up.
Yeah.
I'll stand up for cranberries.
I think you made pretty good money off some cranberries.
Yeah, we do well with cranberries, but actually like just as a fruit, like I often cranberries
taking the hot
cranberry,
take and making a fruit.
The hot take is cranberries are better than what you think they are.
Most people are like cranberries are trash.
I
know that's been my thing is like I've always hated cranberries and now I'm like actually I don't mind them. I think they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Not the jelly shit at Thanksgiving though.
Yeah, not so much. I mean, I'll still have a little bit.
Nobody eats that
turkey, but
well, it's like a thing.
It's just there, but nobody eats that.
Yeah,
it's like a. It's more of a.
It comes out of the can. It sounds like.
Yeah, but I'm saying like it's there, but who's touching that?
No one eats it.
Nobody eats
it.
Yeah,
it's like what's the? It's like a placeholder. Like,
uh-huh.
Like
you gotta.
You're like this is tradition, but nobody's touching that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the hot take, like, it's like a, maybe it's just my own inner self of being like, it's not a good, it's not healthy. It's like self-improvement.
Okay.
It's just, it can, I don't know. Like, it's a fine line they walk between. And this is not even, I don't even know where I'm going with
it.
Totally.
I like where you're going.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but like
right up my alley.
You know, both between like I think maybe it's more accessible because of the idea of everyone becoming a social influencer that is our purpose now is to become influencers of others. So we have to have these like plans in place of like here's our normal pitfalls like but this is what I do that you know is like this is how you life hack this. And this is, you know, this is how I can eat whatever I want and still look great or whatever. And like, there just seems to be so much of, I would never like people need to think more positively about themselves overall, myself included. And so like, I would never diss on that, but there's like a school of like the of mostly coming through the world of social media of like, here's how you do all this stuff. Like, oh, you're like, and I've seen it with like recipes I've even looked up for stuff of like how to, you know, make a good chicken casserole or something or whatever. Mm-hmm. Look it up. And then you're like, find the recipe from like, inevitably probably like a mom who's got this like whole blog on there. And basically if you're not doing that with having 4 kids, then like you suck. And so like there's just so much like status to live up to of mm-hmm. like so many of the different like self-help things that like I don't know exactly how to paraphrase it but like the expectations of doing amazing like now it's even more visible than I think it used to be in Hollywood where it's like oh you'd see an actor on the screen you're like they look perfect and their life looks perfect. But you're like, but that's, you know, that's whatever, Brad Pitt or something. Like, that's unattainable. But now it can be anyone. And so, like, I sort of hate. I think maybe my hot take is, like, just influencers as general.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't.
I see where you're coming from because, like, you can't life hack everything. We're not made to be good at every single thing that we do. Like, it's what makes us human, is our some of our shortcomings and things like right. that. So if there are some things that we have our inadequacies and everything like that, like, I don't know, that's okay too. Like, it not everything has to be figured out in life.
But I would say half of the shit you end up seeing on your feed or online is, you look at it and you're like, they're trolling. It's all trolling. Like, yeah, maybe they are in good shape and they're saying like, you gotta just eat fucking like
Liver King.
Like all this is trolling. So this isn't even actual knowledge. This is just, this is just popular because it's insane. Sure. So like, you're not even learning anything. It's just like cringe. Like, it's just, yeah, it's just constant bullshit. Like, it's never ending.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I think
we're sounding old.
I was gonna say this sounds so old, but goddamn, bro. What are we calling this episode? The old man episode.
I think so. Yeah. Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
I think maybe it's what I like. My thoughts on like
get off my algorithm.
Get off my algorithm. There it is. But like, maybe that's some of what it is like having had a foot and will always kind of have like a little bit reluctant participant in social media. Period. Like, before it was like a thing, of just being like the understanding of like the world out there of like, I don't know. And that might be my own personality of the idea of like the compare, you know, of like you see something and like, well, that's, they're doing that. Like, I should be able to do that or whatever. I think that could be super harsh. I think that's probably the quality of life decline, even though we have, it's like the irony of like, we have the most stuff now. Like, we have so many people, although it's not totally true. Like, so many people have access to the stuff we need to survive, food and, mm-hmm. you know, surroundings or like shelter and stuff like that. But yet like the overall happiness, you know, is like decreasing because like now we can just look around and be like, well, they have that. I wish I had that, mm-hmm. you know, or they're doing this or they're living that way. You see what else, you know, it's not even celebrities now. It's just like, you know, it might not even be real people. Mm-hmm. It might be AI.
Right.
Or just
like the access of information that we have, or
right.
Just the convenience of, I don't know, like if you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, like, oh, I'll just buy that on Amazon and kind of like get that little fulfillment or serotonin boost from, oh, there's a package at my door.
Well, that was like
every day.
So on SNL this past week, they did a bit on that of like Prime Day, and it was like, you know, they had
overworked.
Yeah. They had that was Ego Wodum, who was like doing the overworked Amazon employee. She's just like totally frantic and was making up a day or whatever, and Michael Che's like, man, I hope that you can like get some time to like rest and recuperate, and like it sounds like you're suffering unfair working conditions. She's like, oh good, does that mean you're gonna stop ordering from Amazon? And he's like, well, you know, like pretty much it's kind of like the peril of
like everybody knows.
Yeah It's like, I don't support that, but I guess I'll still buy it, so I guess I support it still.
Support it. Yeah, that's a tough thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, gentlemen,
we did it.
I think
we did it. Hold on. Yeah. We didn't even talk about music. James, I got at least hear
Ooh.
At least a couple bands before we go.
Before we send you on your way.
I would say Blondshell.
Oh, yeah. You told me about Blondshell.
I think that might have been on maybe the last. I've been in them for a while. I've been on a kind of a punk kick. So Harrison Gordon, Hot Mulligan, Saturdays at Your Place, all good. Like if you liked emo music, but it's more like it's grown up into more like adult, like you're 30 and you're depressed.
Yeah. Real depression.
You're not 18 and depressed.
It's a deeper, more lasting.
No, it's
depression.
A better depression. Yeah. Like you've made it this far.
You've earned this one.
Yeah.
earned the depression.
It's well-earned depression.
Yeah.
This is not depression for the faint of heart.
Yeah, no, it's real. It's the calculus.
Yeah,
level
right.
of
right, not geometry.
Yes, if you've advanced through the stages and gone through them. Yeah, it's kind of emo music, but it's good. Like I said, all those bands. I like the new Childish.
I was gonna ask about the new Childish album. Yeah.
I love like
I
four
listened
or five
through
songs.
It. Yeah, it's kind of cool. Eclectic mix.
I liked. Yeah, he tried. There's a couple songs that were way out there, but I know that's kind of his thing.
Yeah. So that's his last album, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought he had to cancel the tour too. He had like a health thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was
my brother's supposed to go to a show in Chicago.
And it's not happening. Or
no,
we're not sure.
It's not happening.
He's supposed
right
to be
now.
Playing in Minneapolis in like a couple weeks, I think, if I remember correctly. But I don't know if that's or St. Paul.
He was supposed to be at Cranberry Fest.
He was supposed to. Donald, what the hell, man?
Yeah,
we had
bailed
you booked
on
for
us.
Cranberry Fest. You bailed
DG.
On us. Left us in a lurch.
Uh-huh.
Donald.
I dug.
We're calling him by his first name. Donald.
Don. Hey, Don. Donnie.
Last one. MJ Letterman. Check them out.
Ooh, all right.
There you go.
Fucking rip.
I've been this is like not original at all, but the Decemberists released a new album, which like no one would be surprised to know that I'm excited about. And it was great. It was classic Decemberists music. If you're a person who either was an English major in college or wishes you were an English major.
Or take a lot of baths.
Yeah, if you're into baths
and candles.
Yeah, if you go to farmers markets a lot, you'll probably be a big fan of it.
There you go. The Decemberists have got
you. If
you
aspire, actually, you don't even go to farmers markets, but if you aspire to go to farmers markets, like if you feel like that would be something you'd
I'd like to
thing.
Get there at some point.
Yeah,
just,
you like,
for now,
you
for
like
now.
To know they exist.
For now, I'm going to make fun of it.
I don't want to go to one, but I want to know that it's happening.
Deep down, I want to be a fan, but right now I'm like, corny?
Yeah.
Corny. But I just want that style of life, actually. That'd be
right,
great.
Right.
It'd be great if I just heard that album and I was like, hell yeah. This speaks to me.
It's time.
You have to have your life together to like that album.
Yeah. What about you, Dalton?
I've been listening.
Bluey soundtrack.
Yes. Just the theme song
the
on repeat all the time.
Megan Thee Stallion on Bluey.
Oh, gosh. No. Please. I would say I've been listening to a lot of, I don't know. I always kind of listen to 90s music, but Vertical Horizon has been a band I've been into more than just like Everything You Want, but like more of their songs on that album. And then also a band called Knox. That's K-N-O-X. It's kind of like pop punk. I'd say more pop than like punk rock, but I've really been into his stuff lately too. I'd say those would be my top two. So dip back into the 90s with Vertical Horizon, then some more modern stuff with Knox. Yeah.
Right on.
That's the show.
That's the show. We did it.
Get off our algorithm.
Get off.
Get off our goddamn algorithm.
We love you.
Yep.
Love you
please
guys.
Sign,
see,
please
see
subscribe.
Around
like
time.
And subscribe.
Yeah. We'll be back in a year and a half.
We got to do a Santa's Dead episode.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
No, I think we do a post-election episode. We'll be back
election
in
night. Election
do,
night.
We'll do our best Chappelle. We'll do Chappelle hosting SNL post-election.
Yeah. Yes.
We might be back soon. We'll see. We'll see what the... Stay tuned, folks.
Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.